Hey, yeah, welcome back. Teacher Becca here again. What is up with you? So, here we go again. Let's practice our pronunciation, shall we? You know the drill. We'll listen to the dialogue first, then repeat, repeat, and repeat to practice a lot. I'll also ask you some questions along the way to see if you can make your own sentences. Is that all right? All right, so let's start with the dialogue. Oh, and just for you to remember, the title is Ordering Hotel Room Service. So, there's a guy in a hotel room ordering food over the phone. Let's listen.
Hi, I want to order room service, please.
Sure. What would you like?
May I have a cheeseburger and fries?
No problem. Anything to drink?
Can I get a Coke, please?
Do you want it diet or regular? And would you like ice?
Diet Coke, but no ice.
Okay, I'll take that right away.
Can you bring it in half an hour? I feel like showering first.
Of course. I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes.
Should I pay for it now, or will you add it to my bill?
It's up to you.
Okay, so add it to my bill, please.
Okay, sir. Do you need anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks.
First question here for you. How would you answer the phone in English? Ring, ring, ring. You say, hello? And the other person will probably say, hello, or also, hi. So repeat, hello? Hi, I want to order room service. I want to order room service, please. I want to order room service, please. He wasn't super polite here. He could have said, I would like to order, which would be something nicer to say. But okay, it's not a big deal. It's not a problem. He says, please, at the end. So, okay. So, say it again. Hi, I want to order room service, please. And that means, eu quero, I want, pedir, to order, serviço de quarto, room service, por favor, please. One more time. Hi, I want to order room service, please. The lady answers, sure, which means claro. Repeat, sure. What would you like? What would you like? Notice the sound of K at the end. Like, not likey, like. Repeat, like. What would you like? Sure, what would you like? Do you remember what he asked? He ordered a cheeseburger and... What comes with a cheeseburger? Batata frita, of course. And how do we say that in English? Fries. So repeat, a cheeseburger. Burger. A cheeseburger. And fries. A cheeseburger and fries. And how does he ask for it? He uses the polite expression, may I? We can translate it as eu posso. We'll see later on that he also uses can I, which in this case is basically the same thing. But may I sounds more polite, a bit more formal. So repeat, may I? May I have? May I have a cheeseburger and fries? May I have a cheeseburger and fries? And the answer is simple. No problem. Repeat, no problem. Remember that when we produce the P sound, we make that puff of air. Problem. Problem. No problem. Anything to drink? This means, alguma coisa para beber? Anything to drink? Anything. No problem. Anything to drink? Can I get a Coke, please? Here he uses can I, but he could have also said, may I get a Coke, or even could I get a Coke? Coke is how we say Coca-Cola in English. Repeat. Can I get a Coke? If we translate it literally, it means Posso ter uma Coca? Which doesn't sound very natural for us, right? So we translated it as Você pode me ver uma Coca? So say it one more time. Can I get a Coke, please? Okay, good. So the lady asks, Do you want a diet or regular? It's a simple sentence. Você quer diet ou comum? In Portuguese, we use the word diet, as in Coca diet. Just mind your pronunciation here, okay? Diet. Diet. Do you want it? Diet or regular? Do you want a diet or regular? Do you want a diet or regular? And would you like ice? Você gostaria de gelo? Would you like ice? Would you like ice? And would you like ice? Okay, so the whole line now. Do you want a diet or regular? And would you like ice? Say it one more time. Do you want a diet or regular? And would you like ice? Nice job. Do you remember what he answers? Diet Coke, but no ice. Repeat. Diet Coke. But no ice. Diet Coke, but no ice. But what if you wanted the opposite, like Coca normal com gelo? What would you say? Regular Coke with ice. One particular cultural detail here is that in the US, it is super common to have loads of ice in the glass, like a lot of ice. So normally, if you want no ice, it is a good idea to tell the waiter, no ice, please. So say it one more time, Diet Coke, but no ice. Alright, then the lady answers, okay, I'll take that right away. Repeat, I'll take that right away. Right away means imediatamente. Repeat, right away. So the sentence means, vou levar isso imediatamente. I'll take that right away. Okay, I'll take that right away. Good. She said, I'll take that right away, but actually the guy doesn't want it right away, imediatamente. So he says, can you bring it in half an hour? I feel like showering first. So the first part is, repeat after me, can you bring it? Can you bring it in half an hour? Half an hour means 30 minutes, meia hora. Pay attention to two things here. First is the pronunciation of half. It's not half, but half. Repeat, half. Second thing is the linking sound between half and hour. Half an hour. Half an hour. Can you bring it in half an hour? Can you bring it in half an hour? So his question was, você pode trazer em meia hora? I feel like showering first. Right, so here there's an interesting expression. Feel like something means to have a wish for something or to want to do something, which means ter vontade de alguma coisa. So repeat, feel like. And if there's a verb after feel like, this verb is in the ing form. In this case, showering. Your turn. I feel like showering. Okay, let's try one more time. Showering. Good, one more time. I feel like showering. First. First means primeiro or even antes. I feel like showering first. Can you bring it in half an hour? I feel like showering first. Nice. What do you feel like doing now? I feel like having a nice cup of cappuccino and cake. I love cake. Right, okay. Let's go back here. How do you say claro in English? Of course, or sure. This is what the lady answers. Of course, I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes. Repeat. Of course. I'll have that. Taken up. I'll have that taken up. To your room. I'll have that taken up to your room. In 30 minutes. In 30 minutes. I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes. That means literally, eu vou ter isso levado para o seu quarto em 30 minutos. But in Portuguese, it doesn't make a lot of sense to say that, does it? So, have that taken up means eu vou fazer com que seja levado. Maybe I'll do it myself, or maybe I'll ask someone else to do it. It doesn't matter. The thing is that it will be in your room in 30 minutes. So say it one more time. I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes. Of course, I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes. Good job. And so the guy asks, should I pay for it now or will you add it to my bill? Should I pay means eu deveria ou eu devo pagar. Should is a modal verb just like can, could, will, would. Don't worry, we will learn about should in details along the course, right? So, repeat. Should I pay? Should I pay for it now? Or will you add it to my bill? Or will you add it to my bill? Should I pay for it now? Or will you add it to my bill? So the question here is, eu devo pagar por isso agora ou você vai adicionar minha conta? Should I pay for it now or will you add it to my bill? Good. The answer is, it's up to you. This means, you decide it's your choice. It's up to you. It's up to you. Should I pay for it now, or will you add it to my bill? It's up to you. Okay, so add it to my bill, please. So add it to my bill. So add it to my bill. Okay, então adicione a minha conta, por favor. Okay, so add it to my bill, please. Good job! Guys, take a deep breath, drink some water, correct your posture if you're sitting down, and let's continue. There are just two more sentences. Let's see if you remember. How can I say, você precisa de alguma coisa? Do you need anything? There is the word else, which in this context means a mais or além disso. So, anything else means mais alguma coisa. Repeat, anything else. Do you need anything else? Okay, sir. Do you need anything else? No, that's all. Isso é tudo. That's all. I don't know if you remember those cartoons long time ago that in the end says, isso é tudo, pessoal. That's all, folks. So, that's it that the guy says here. That's all. Isso é tudo. So, repeat after me. No, that's all. Thanks. Well done, guys. We got to the end of another episode, another dialogue, and another great chance for us to practice. I am very proud of you. Great job. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Hi, I want to order room service, please.
Sure. What would you like?
May I have a cheeseburger and fries?
No problem. Anything to drink?
Can I get a Coke, please?
Do you want it diet or regular? And would you like ice?
Diet Coke, but no ice.
Okay, I'll take that right away.
Can you bring it in half an hour? I feel like showering first.
Of course. I'll have that taken up to your room in 30 minutes.
Should I pay for it now, or will you add it to my bill?
It's up to you.
Okay, so add it to my bill, please.
Okay, sir. Do you need anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks.
So, it's the end. Thank you for your effort. Keep up the good work and stay brave. Catch you later.